Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Noah Hiles, talk Bucks. Noah, I'm getting killed for so many different reasons on social media right now. One of them is I've said, listen, Paul Skeens hasn't been as advertised this year. He's 25th in ERA. He was first last season. His strikeouts per nine are down from 11+ to 8.7. He's not in Cy Young contention. I know it's only through seven games, and I fully expect him to turn it around. But his fastball velocity is at 90. It was at 97.7 miles per hour yesterday, the lowest of his career. Like, is it fair to say he's underperformed? And what might be the cause here?
I guess if you're comparing it to last year where he had a 1.96 ERA, yeah, he hasn't been as good. But I feel like the traditional metrics don't necessarily tell the full story. With Skeens, these aren't updated, but these were his numbers, his advanced metrics going into yesterday's start. Expected ERA was 1.96. FIP was 1.75. So fielding independent pitching and expected ERA, which basically, and those were both the best in Major League Baseball, which basically means if he had a competent defense behind him during his starts, the ERA would be lower. The other metrics would be lower. As far as the lack of velocity, as far as the lack of strikeouts per nine, I think that's a strategic choice on his end, especially the strikeouts. He spoke all offseason, all preseason, about a desire to pitch deeper into games, to be more efficient. And when you're a power pitcher, when you're throwing 100, and when you're going deep into every count because you're trying to strike guys out, typically your pitch count gets too high for you to go past the fifth, the sixth inning. Now, you could argue that he hasn't done that a ton this year, and you'd be correct. But I think that that's part of the explanation here with Skeens is he's trying to tinker and change different strategic things so he can go deeper in ball games. And yeah, I mean, if his bad days are three earned runs over five innings, then that's still a pretty good day. But to your point, Adam, I mean, that's still not as good as what we typically saw him do last year. Now, he had a couple of those starts overall, but I think the biggest takeaway here is they're 3-4 in the seven games right. That he started. Whereas last year, it felt like they won more often than not when he was on the mound.
Is it a good strategic decision? I mean, you bring up XFIP and expected ERA, and you talk about the defense's role in all this. Is it a good strategic decision to invite the defense in more often by pitching to contact more? And if that's what is in fact happening here, was this a his decision or was this the Pirates' decision?
I think it was his decision. I think this is a guy who just, I mean, when you look at his body of work last year, there's not a lot that you can really hone in on and be like, you need to be a lot better there, you know? And so for someone who's super competitive, for someone who gives himself a very honest and maybe even tough self-scout, you've got to find these areas to where you want to try to improve. And so I think that that's the main one for him. I don't know if you're a pitcher that you can say, oh, I'm scared to let my defense help me out. Like, regardless of who's behind you in the field, if you want to go deeper in ball games, that's how you have to pitch. And you have to play the game how it's supposed to be played. If you pitch afraid to let your fielders help you, then you're really going to make mistakes because you're going to be too dependent on the zone and you're going to leave stuff over the middle of the plate, which might have happened with him yesterday. So I don't know. It is kind of interesting that, you know, like you look at what he did last year and you would try to change anything. Like there is the frame of mind where it's like, hey, dude, you were the best pitcher in baseball last year. Just do that again. But, you know, it's his second year. He's going to want to try to grow and improve things. And I think the end goal is to be as dominant as he was last year as far as the strikeouts, as far as the velocity, all of that kind of stuff. But also do it deeper into games. In order to compare or to pair those two, he has to figure out how to get to the eighth inning consistently.
Noah, should the Pirates put a $200 million contract in front of O'Neill Cruz right now?
Yeah.
Do you think he accept?
I don't think they will.
Do you think he would accept it?
No. I don't personally. If they would have did it this past offseason, maybe. But right now, I think the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
I think yesterday's price ain't today's price. So, yeah, he's I think he hits arbitration this upcoming offseason.
Sure does.
Yeah, so, you know, the clock's ticking there. And that's a type of talent they're probably not going to hold on to until he hits free agency. So his clock's ticking here in Pittsburgh, and I think we've reached the point of no return. There's no extension I could see happening with those two sides.
He's on pace for 41 homers this year. You think he hits over 35?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if he gets to 40, but I think he's a 30-30 guy at the very least.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Stolen bases, he's now second in Major League Baseball with 12. Elly De La Cruz, who, I mean, he gets hot. He steals a bunch in a row. He has passed him with 13. Does he get 40 stolen bases?
Yeah, I think he could get a 30-40. Just because, I mean, the more important or impressive part of what Cruz is doing to me on the base is that he's not getting thrown out. You know, and like that's what's crazy is normally the best base dealers in the game, they're aggressive and sometimes they're too aggressive and they make these mistakes. Cruz has stolen like 30 plus in a row without getting thrown out. So I think that shows that he has a feel as to when to go. And with you pair that feel with that natural athleticism, that speed, I think the base stealing part of all of this is going to be the easier one. I wouldn't be shocked if he finishes with 40, 50 stolen bases this year.
Oh, man. He is fun to watch out there. He is. And I think center field's coming around. It's just taking a little bit of time, which I think is natural. Last thing for you, and it's going to have to be a yes or no answer here, Noah. If the Pirates at the end of the month are sitting there at like something around 20 and 40, you think Derek Shelton's still the manager?
It has to be yes or no?
That's probably not fair. It has to be quick.
Okay. I think there's a good chance he would no longer be the manager if that's the case.
Very good. Noah, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Noah. Same.
That really wasn't fair.
That was not fair. He did not want to answer. Why'd you do that to him?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.